Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of High Velocity Radio. And I got with me Brian Estes, part of the Estes family. And he's here to talk about a neat program that they got going on working with the canine assistants. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you.
Estes Air and Heating and Air. Can you talk a little bit about what you guys do for folks?
Yeah, Estes started out as Estes Heating and Air Conditioning, which now we're known as Estes Services because we're full service plumbing, electrical, heating and air, residential and commercial. Can service all your needs when it comes to those services.
But you're working primarily with residential, or you work with businesses as well?
We do both. Yeah, we do. We started out as a residential company, got big into commercial and in the 70s and 80s, and now we're kind of big, really big into both. I mean, commercial is a good medium to light commercials. We do a lot of that and all existing homes.
So you're kind of servicing any of the needs of a homeowner when it comes to heating, air, and plumbing?
Correct.
Yep. But you don't do like I have a plumbing issue in my house right now. You can come in and fix that, but if it requires like remodeling a bathroom, then that's where you're kind of responsibility
in. We can handle the plumbing, and you know, up some of the remodeling, just depending on how big the task is. We've gotten to where we can handle a lot of bathroom remodel stuff, but you know, it comes to a point. We're not tilers, things like that.
Right. But you can do your part and maybe recommend somebody that can do the other part.
Yeah, correct.
So now, what's your favorite part of the job?
The favorite part of the job. I mean, we're in the people business, you know, dealing with the internal and the external customers. We have, you know, we have a great team, we have a great management team, servicing the community.
Now, being part of a family business, was that something that your whole family's involved in, or are some siblings not involved?
Right now, currently in the company, is me and my father, Tommy. Our business was started in 1949 by my grandfather, NB Estes, and then my father joined the company in the early, late 60s, early 70s, and then I joined the company full-time in 97.
And you do have other siblings?
I have an older sister, but she's not, she lives in South Georgia, and that doesn't work in the company.
Now, when it's your father and you, what's that dynamic like working with your dad?
It's not too bad. I mean, we have our moments. We get along. We don't get along. We've got John Waldorf, our general manager, here today, and
he's the mediator.
He's the mediator. But you know, my mom gets upset sometimes because I don't come around a whole lot because I have to see my dad every day of the week.
So she takes the hit.
All right, pretty much.
So now, what's it like in a family business, like around the holidays when you all get together? Does business come into play, or is that kind of you're not allowed to talk about it?
Business usually does come into play, but we're supposed not to talk about it. And my sister and my mom, and they pretty much shut us down if we start talking about it.
So they don't want to hear anything.
Right, exactly.
Now, what about your family?
My family. I have a wife and two kids. I have two boys, a 13 and 15-year-old.
Are you grooming them to be part of the business?
You know, kind of like we talked earlier, with sports and athletics, I grew up and did a lot of sports, but, both of my boys are heavily into sports, and whatever they choose to do, you know, whatever makes them happy. I'd like to see them join them if that's what they choose to do.
Do they ever kind of come around the office and do help, or do they have any curiosity in that regard?
They used to as they were younger. Now, as they're getting older, they haven't come around as much. They're busy doing a lot of their activities. Mm-hmm.
So now, when you first started making the transition from your college, and you mentioned that you played professional sports for a time, what was that like, kind of giving up that dream of sports and then moving into the business world?
Right. I mean, as I mentioned, I was a free agent in 97 with the Panthers, and it was short-lived. I was released at the end of training camp, but I joked, it's been a long time ago, but I joke, it's kind of a drop off in excitement a little bit, but you know, going from
can't
that.
You get your staff to cheer for you, you know,
yeah, right, exactly.
Do the wave when you walk in the room.
But it was, I mean, the family business has been great for us, and it's fulfilling, and it's been fun.
Now, when you were in college and you were playing sports, did you think you can make it? You must have believed at some point that you can make it in the NFL.
You know, honestly, I didn't until later on. I went to a small school in South Carolina, Presbyterian College, and it kind of evolved until later in my junior, senior year. I finally, people started mentioning I might have an opportunity to do that. And it kind of shocked me a little bit because it was never my plan to do that. I was just planning on going to a small school, play football, graduate, and probably go work for the family business.
So then when you're going back to work for the family business, and you mentioned that the excitement level is different, mm-hmm. and the adrenaline probably is different. So how do you get that kind of fulfillment nowadays?
Now, it's just different. I mean, the growing the business and new accomplishments. And when the business began in 97 to where we are now, I want to say it's probably grown four times. So, and we've grown and increased our, you know, sales and the growth of our company every year since I've been there. And I say we, John, because John Waldorf, our general manager, joined us in early 2000s, and he's been vital in helping with that growth.
So now you get the same rush when you look at the numbers?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on which number you're looking at. Get the same rush as you're looking at them. Yes, yeah, I do.
So you do. Mm-hmm. So now let's talk a little bit about this canine mascot, Bo. How did that come about?
Well, as I mentioned to you, it was probably in the early 2000s. We were talking about advertising campaigns and which way we should go. And it was the beginning of the summer. And at that moment in time, we had Jake, who was a yellow lab that I had taken to college with me. And my parents kind of inherited him as I went off and got married and started a family. They kept Jake. But I said, how about we put Jake on the billboard and talk about the dog days of summer and the heat of the summer? And they're like, oh, that's great. Well, they put Jake on the billboard, and everybody loved it, talked about it. And Jake passed away. I can't remember when. It was probably mid or 2005, 2006. My dad loved his yellow lab, so he got a new yellow lab, Bo, and we just kept on since then. So now we've kind of known for the yellow lab. First it was Jake, now it's Bo.
And then so from that initial campaign, then you decided as a company to get involved from a community standpoint to actually help serve some associations that are related to animals?
Yeah, I mean, we're involved in the community in many different aspects, but we felt like with this one, we got involved in it because it was a canine facility and it worked with Bo, our mascot. And I was like, why not? And they have a lot of yellow labs there, and kind of was a good fit.
And what's the association?
It's called Canine Rescue, and they're in Alpharetta.
And then, so what have they rescue dogs?
Honestly, John, he hadn't talked at all, but John visited there yesterday, and I wasn't able to visit. But they're they basically train dogs mm-hmm. They're more of a service oriented, and they they've gotten into the where they train them to recognize disabilities in humans, where they've gotten these dogs to where they can they know when someone's about to have a seizure.
Oh wow.
They know when someone who's a diabetic has low blood sugar, and they can notify them of that. I mean, it's really interesting on how, you know, what they've trained these dogs to do.
And then you guys helped out with the air conditioning unit, or how did you get involved?
John corrected me. I said canine rescue. It's actually called canine assistance. Mm-hmm. So I said rescue. It's canine assistance, which makes more sense. They're assisting others.
Right.
And the way it came about is we've been involved with a PR firm, and they we were trying to brainstorm a different ideas to work in the community. And one of our ladies that works for us knew of the lady that started Canine Assistance. Says, hey, I know the owner of the Canine Assistance, and this is what they do. Might be a good fit. Reached out to them, and so they just so happened to have some heating and air conditioning needs. The AC in their puppy barn was not working well, and so, hey, can we reach out to you? And we sent one of our technicians out there and got that up and running.
And then, so when you're working with the community, is that how you're typically involved? Is through one of the services that you guys provide?
Most definitely. I mean, it's usually, you know, heating and air, plumbing, electrical. If we can help someone out, you know, being in the South, AC is very important, obviously. And if we can help someone out with one of our services when it has to do with home or fixing someone's home up, we'd have several cases where we've been able to help out.
Now, in your involvement with the canine assistance is the air conditioning side, but you're also helping getting the word out to tell the community about their service.
Right, exactly. I mean, they're the lady that started this company is very on the cutting edge of, you know, what these dogs are able to do, and they're working and training them on different aspects of helping with the health of people and, you know, assisting others. So we're working with them. They met with them yesterday and toured the facility, and we actually have another technician out there today because we recognize another problem of one of their other air conditioners, you know, having some problems.
So now, this time of year for residents out there, do you have any, is this a time when you should be, because your air, I guess you're kind of weaning yourself off air conditioning, moving on to heat? Is this?
We're in the transition stage. You know, between seasons right now, it's kind of warm outside right now, but normally going into fall, you know, we're getting, people are weaning off of using the air conditioning systems, leaning towards the heating system. So right now we're doing a lot of heating inspections, getting your furnaces tuned up, making sure they're safe, and getting ready for the heating season.
Now, and in an industry that it seems like people call you when there's an emergency, is that how do you kind of maintain kind of cash flow throughout the year? Do you do these kind of preemptive, proactive checks?
Yeah, we're big on preventive maintenance. We sell a maintenance contract to your home, where we come out twice a year and check your AC and your heat, and we want to be more proactive instead of reactive, to where we can prevent the things from happening. Because usually when something bad is going to happen with your heat or air, it's going to be at the hottest or the coldest day of the year, and that's when other people are, you know, having the same problems. So
right.
If we can prevent those things from happening, you know, you don't have the breakdowns in the extreme conditions.
And then, so you mentioned that your growth has been kind of pretty dramatic over a period of time. So what do you attribute that to?
You know, we have
dog campaign.
Yeah, the dog campaign. If my dad was here, he'd say the dog campaign. I mean, it's been a lot of people. It's amazing how many people relate to animals, you know, big pet lovers. But I mean, our growth campaign is to the growth of the, you know, the city. I mean, there's a lot of people coming in and out, but we've expanded our services with plumbing and electrical just in the past 5 years or so. We've added those two, and they've been, you know, we've hired some really good technicians in the electrical and plumbing, and, you know, we're able to service more needs in the home rather than just heating and air.
Now, how do you kind of maintain that customer service? Because the people that come into the people's houses are the face of Estes, not you and your dad.
Right.
So how do you kind of make sure that those people are representing your brand properly?
I mean, it's a challenging thing, but we have a great team, and we background check and drug screen, and, you know, we do everything. We're very particular on who we're sending in someone's home, and we have a great training staff at our office, to where we're constantly training, you know, new technology and things like that. So we're making sure we know what kind of product we have leaving the office is representing us when they head going to the home.
Because the product really isn't as much the equipment, it's these people's relationship with individuals that have the problems, right?
That's right. I mean, as I said earlier, we're in the relationship business. I mean, it's we try to treat people how we want to be treated, and, you know, we're big on our Google reviews and people giving us feedback online. But a lot of times the ones that we mess up are more the ones we like to deal with rather than all the praises, because, you know, we do make mistakes sometimes, but we try to fix those too.
Now, how do you differentiate between the residential side and the commercial side?
We have two different divisions in our office. We have a commercial department and a residential department. So we have a full-fledged commercial division that, you know, you have commercial technicians and residential technicians. So it's just separate.
But are the customer service, from a customer service standpoint, is the training similar?
The training's similar. I mean, it's different departments, but yes, the training is very similar.
Now, how do you serve the commercial side of your business? What are some of the services you offer for that?
It's similar to what we do residentially. I mean, office buildings need preventative maintenance. We're big on preventive maintenance with office buildings coming in. And lots of times with office, because of the traffic, we'll come in 4 to 6 to 8 times a year, depending on what kind of environment they work in, whether it's a dusty environment, whether it's a plant or a facility that needs more attention to the heating and air. So we do a lot of preventive maintenance with those, and dealing with property managers that have lots of commercial properties, things like that. And because if you own a building, you know, property managers want to make sure their customers are comfortable. So we do a lot of those and replacement systems, replace them when they get old and inefficient.
Do you work with real estate investors, like if they have homes that they're renting out?
Yeah, we do. We have some real estate investors, probably more so on the residential side. You know, people that own a lot of properties in the Atlanta area.
So you work with those like property management companies, and then you're kind of handling all the...
We deal directly with the tenants, and then they call us, and then we deal with the tenants.
Right. So how do you manage that from a standpoint of getting in front of them and you being that trusted resource for all those? From the commercial side, I know residential, you advertise all over the place,
mm-hmm.
but commercially, how do you kind of get in front of them and serve them?
You know, we talked about relationships. Commercial almost more so than residential is about relationships and getting out there and visiting office buildings and going door to door and saying, who's the owner of this property? And here, you know, call us if you need us. And you know, if you take care of one tenant in a suite or something, they'll tell the tenant next door. Things like that.
So you maintain relationship with, do you have a sweet spot? Like, do you do more manufacturing plants or do you do more office buildings or do you do?
Our sweet spot is light commercial, and we said that would be more of a line of office buildings, churches.
Oh, right. I didn't even consider like churches. Yeah, churches. That's probably their own kind of niche by itself, right?
Right. I'm trying to think of some other things. You know, we handle some restaurants, but restaurants are kind of difficult because they have refrigeration units with the coolers and things like that, and that's a whole nother beast. So we don't do a whole lot of restaurants, but mainly small office buildings and churches are a big thing.
Right.
Shopping center complexes, things like that.
So restaurants, they probably are their own unique animal because of when you have food in play that.
In the refrigeration, the coolers and everything use a whole different type of refrigerant than the air conditioners use. So you got kind of have to be trained on two different aspects.
Right. So now, what's next for you guys?
I'd be giving away our trade secrets if I told you what's next. I mean, you know, we have a lot of different ideas coming up. I mean, there's some services that we haven't touched on that we possibly might expand our services into.
Like when you moved into plumbing and electric, that was new for you guys. So how do you kind of test the waters on that to see if you can pull it off effectively?
You know, the plumbing and electric, they were new, but they weren't really that new because when we first moved into them, they were more of a support staff to the heating and air. All the heating and air we did, we always had to have electrical, and we used to sub it out to an electrician. Right. And even with plumbing, you know, usually when you're in a basement, your furnace is right next to your water heater. And we did do some water heaters back in that day. And we're like, there's a whole nother niche here that we're missing out on. So we either went out and got our licensing for plumbing electrical, or we either hired guys with plumbing license and electrical licenses. And it kind of, you know, it took care of itself. I mean,
it just organically kind of grew. It made sense because you were already there anyway. So we might as well handle this part too.
And, I mean, we were hiring subs to do a lot of the work for us. And we were like, why don't we do this to ourselves?
Just train our people to have more skills.
Right.
So so you're not going to say what's next. So then right now you mentioned that this is the time where you should be being proactive and getting some checks and get ahead of it for your furnace, especially before the winter comes.
Yes. I definitely recommend anyone with a home or business to call us out to check your furnace out, get it cranked up. Cause even though I guess it's probably in the '80s today, normally, October, November, that first cold snap is going to come and you're going to need to cut your heat on.
And you don't want to be surprised.
That's right. Yeah.
So now, regarding canine assistance, if somebody wanted to learn more about them, canine assistance, you have the website canineassistance.com.
Yeah.
All right. And if you go to canineassistance.com, you can go and check them out. And if you have a need of an animal or looking for an animal to help you, I guess they're the place to call for that. And Estes, the best way to get a hold of you guys, Brian?
Our website is estesair.com. Our main office number is 404-361-6560. But go to our website that pretty much, you know, it can lead you to all the different services that we offer, and you can contact us that way.
And then Estes has been around since the late 40s, early 50s. You guys have been here for a while.
1949 is when we started.
Yeah. Wow. Still around and growing. Good for you guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on High Velocity Radio.